Welcome back. You can find the original Quincy Farmers Market at St. Chrysostom's Parish on Hancock Street in Wollaston every Sunday from 12:30 to 4 through October 26th. They're in, I believe, their 43rd season this year. And Janet Little has stopped on by to tell us how it was going this year. Great to see you, Janet.
Oh, nice to be here again. This is my 16th year.
Wow, is that right?
Yep, time's going by fast.
Yeah. A lot of changes in those past years.
Yeah, a lot of relocations, and now we're at hopefully a new permanent location at the church.
Good.
At St. Chrysostom's Church at 531 Hancock Street in Quincy.
Right on the corner of Linden.
Right between the Wollaston and Norfolk Downs.
Yes, yeah. How's that location been working out for you?
It's really a beautiful shaded location.
Okay.
It's when it's the heat is on, it's cool under the trees. You
Excellent.
Just have to get yourself to the market.
Oh, sure.
And the reason to come
yes.
is because we have three farmers there.
Yes, which is great.
Three returning farmers. One, Charles River Farm from Franklin, the Daly Farm from Rhode Island, and we have a farmer from Squanum, actually.
Oh,
that
really?
Comes. Yeah, a yard garden
sure,
in Squanum.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay.
And the reason you come to the market is because typically they pick the vegetables within 24 hours of coming to the
yes.
market, so you get the freshest
yes.
and therefore the most tasty and nutritious food that there is.
Right.
And I think we have a chart to show everyone what's available at the market by season.
Sure, we can go right to that if you'd like. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
This is provided by the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources, and it's a Massachusetts Grown Produce Availability Calendar, and there it is. And you can just go to your month and then scroll down and see what's in season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great resource. First time I found it today, and I said, Janet, let's talk about this today.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes people come to the market looking for lemons, and they don't grow in Massachusetts, so we don't have lemons at our market.
Okay.
And sometimes people come looking, well, actually, broccoli is a spring crop, so we do have at the beginning of the season, and now farming is getting a little more advanced, and they keep it alive through the summer and then again in the fall.
Yeah, but it's a great resource because you pick your mullet. So we're in July right now, so you go down, and in the fruit section, strawberries are in season right now. Vegetables, you've got your arugula, your beets, your cabbage, and so on. Mm-hmm. But it even tells you things like aquaculture, bedding plants, and forestry products and fiber.
Yeah.
So it's pretty diverse.
Yeah.
And it's neat to see the seasonal changes. You know, you step into August, of course, corn's going to come in season.
I was
right?
just going to say it's almost tomato and corn season,
right.
which is one of the big reasons why people come to the market,
yes.
to get real tomatoes and to get fresh corn.
Those warm garden fresh tomatoes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can't beat them.
So that chart, by the way, is available at mass.gov/massgrown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's free, and you can print it out and take it to the market with you.
It's also posted on the QuincyFarmersMarket.com site.
Oh, good. Okay.
If you're interested.
Excellent. So, as I said, 43 years now, right?
It's actually 44.
44?
Yeah, because it started in 2010, and you can't just subtract the years. It's 1 year plus.
It's 2010? No, it started before that.
That's right.
Yeah.
1982 is the original year.
Okay.
But that's the first year, and so we've been around for 44 years. This
right.
is our 44th season.
Okay, all right, very good. Yeah. And all locations, right, kind of traveled around the city, really.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're at our permanent location at the St. Chrysostom's Church now.
Okay.
When I said 2010, it's because that's when I started managing the market.
Yes.
So it's been 16 years for me.
And it's a labor of love. It's a volunteer run, right?
Yeah, well, I do love to cook, and I love food, and I think good, healthy food should be available to everybody.
Yeah,
so.
You are the queen of Quincy cuisine.
There you go,
yes. Do you still do your videos of cooking?
Not so much now.
Okay.
Yeah, that was more of a COVID thing, trying to just keep people engaged in the market.
Speaking how long have you been at the church now?
This is the fourth year at the church.
Okay,
yeah.
All mm-hmm. right. Because prior to that, prior to COVID, really, you were downtown here, right?
Yeah, and up at the
Pageant
Field for a long time.
During COVID,
and then,
actually.
And then in the parking lot originally.
Correct.
Right, yeah. So. But I'm at the market this year. We have a lot of new vendors, actually. We have two bakers. Nori Bakes. Nori's Baking. And Annalisa Bakes. Nori makes really wonderful cookies, hazelnut, chocolate chip, Dubai chocolate, strawberry, and hazelnut cookies. Annalisa Bakes, she makes scones and really wonderful banana bread, lemon squares, and some cookies, and a new thing here and there that she'll introduce. We also have a new relish vendor, Sergeant Pepper's Relish. Nick is a veteran, Army vet.
Oh, very good.
Yes, and he had a dream of making a relish business out of a family recipe.
No
and
kidding.
So now he's on his second mission.
Really?
And, yeah.
What's his name, Nick?
Nick, I think it's Hamill, but okay. I'm not quite sure.
All right, so go see Nick at the Farmer's Market.
And he's giving out samples, so come down and thank him for his service.
Nice.
And if you're a veteran, come and talk Army.
Certainly. Well, there's a camaraderie there, for sure, and a comfort level. So that's nice. Yeah. Great. Very nice.
This week we have a coffee company joining us. It's Cicero's. And all the coffee that they roast, they sell within 2 weeks.
Wow.
So you're going to get the freshest most freshly roasted coffee beans available.
Mm.
She'll be selling cups of coffee as well.
Okay. Get your Sunday morning coffee fix, right?
Yeah, there you go. We also have someone called the Creative Nest, and she has a bead and clay company, so you can come down and do some beading or work some clay.
Mm.
You can buy individual beads and kits and take them home, or the kids can come. A lot of adults are doing it too.
Sure.
You know, beading is big these days.
Okay.
And you can come down and make a bracelet or a keychain. There's several samples of things you can make, but you can also just use your own creativity and make whatever you'd like.
Nice, yeah. Now, all the vendors are local vendors?
They're all family businesses.
Family businesses.
All family businesses. Yeah. And local to Massachusetts, except the farmer from Rhode Island.
Okay.
But,
that's not so
just
far.
A neighboring state.
Yeah. So that's the unique thing, right, about the Quincy Farmers Market is you can go talk to the person that's responsible for providing the food.
And they love to talk about their product.
Yeah.
And they love to tell you, the how it's prepared and why it's healthier than other products.
Yes. And how to prepare it sometimes. Right?
Yeah, they'll
some
give
ideas.
You, for sure.
Yeah.
And they love to talk with people and share, their passions.
Yeah, because that's what it is. It's more than just a business. I mean, yes, it is a business, but it's also a passion, and it's their meeting for living, right?
Yeah.
It's their livelihood. Yeah.
Well, many of them are trying to make a living doing this.
Yeah.
And if you come to the market, please support them, because really you need to make $400 or $500 a day at the market to make a business out of it.
Okay.
And you have to go to 4 or 5 markets each week.
That's a lot
because
of work.
There's a lot of time involved, not only at the market.
Mm-hmm.
You get there, you set up, and then you have to break down,
mm-hmm.
and then there's travel time, but all the time that it takes to just make your product.
Yes.
So there's really a lot more to it than just being there from 12:30 to 4.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
that's
just kind of the front part of it,
mm-hmm.
but there's a lot going on in the background as well, including raising their families at the same time, probably, right?
Yeah, some of them. Actually, the farmers that come, it's a family event.
Yes.
One of the farmers has 4 children, and they're all at the market. And the other farmer brings Sarah. People love Sarah. And it's worth coming down to the market just to talk to Sarah. She's really a lovely young woman.
Okay.
We remember when she was 8.
No kidding.
She had the most endearing personality, and even as a teenager she hasn't changed. She's still as engaging as she was.
That's
when
nice.
Yeah, she's really lovely. People love her.
How nice for you though to see generations come through from these family businesses and grow up in it. Yeah.
Well, Andy's incredibly proud of Sarah because she's a very good volleyball player. She's the second person, which I think that's called the setter, if I get it right. And she's the one that calls the play. And she did really well last year, and she'll be playing again this year. So in the fall, sometimes she's not there because of volleyball.
Sure.
But she's there in the summer. And she's also doing exceptionally well learning piano.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, she's got a lot of talents.
See, but this is, if you're a regular customer, you get to know these stories of these family farms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on a personal level. You can't replace that kind of relationship.
That's one of the things that markets are about, is that you're distributing something more than just the product.
That's right. Exactly.
And in this case, it's the story and, the value of all the information that goes into the product.
Yes, yeah. So how have the vendors responded or reacted, Janet, to being at St. Chrysostom's? Has it been good for them?
One of the farmers, the farmer from Squanum, only comes to our market, so she doesn't have anything else to really compare.
I see,
But the other two, it's the best market that they have.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That's great to
hear. Yeah, is good.
Must be satisfying for you to hear that, too, because that's part of it, right, is you want them to be successful.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. Well, you know, no farm is no food.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
And if you can't make a living at it, then you can't do it.
Right, exactly.
So, and it would be a shame, I think, if we ended up with all industrial farms as our only food source.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now are the farmers, I mean, are they all organic produce that's sold, or how does that work?
Conscientiously grown.
Okay.
One of the farmers does use organic practices, okay. but is not certified.
Okay. All right.
To get certified to be an organic farmer is quite a lengthy process, and it's very tedious. You have to label the fields that you pick everything in, and it's all recorded, and it's quite intensive.
I see.
But that being said, I've been told the reason that the Daily Farm is not organically certified is more of a language barrier, because the woman farmer doesn't speak English well enough to do it. Her children do. They're very, you know, English proficient.
Sure.
But she isn't.
Oh, okay.
That
all right.
is one of the barriers for her getting her certification.
Oh, okay. So it's more bureaucratic problems than anything else. Okay.
Yeah. But and like I said, they do practice organic practices.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And these are things you can discuss on a one-on-one basis, right? When you go to the farmer's market.
You can come down and talk to Pa. She's another lovely young lady, actually.
Okay.
And she speaks very good English.
Okay.
She'd be happy to have conversations with you.
Now, the market opened June 22nd this year. Runs through October 26th. Sundays 12:30 to 4. Is that a typical season?
Yeah. Okay. That's our schedule. Sundays 12:30 to 4.
Yeah.
I did want to add that we were talking about the added value, the bakers and the coffee people and the Creative Nest. This year, we've started a market cupboard, where we're having a tasting table, and we're bringing in some local businesses, products from local businesses that might like to come to the market, but because they have to make $400 or $500 to make it worth their while, especially if they have to send an additional person to pay them. Often the owner comes, but some of these businesses that are a little more developed will send someone, a friend or something, to the market, someone that they know. But then they have to pay that person, so that ups
the expense,
the bank
that
they have to bring in.
Need to make a little more to make a profit.
Yeah,
sure.
So anyways, we are tasting honey, Golden Rule honey, at the market. And we have, people might remember Laurie from Golden Rule honey when we were up at Pageant Field and in the parking lot. We have her honey. And we also have Hippie Pilgrim salt, which she's a woman from Plimpton. She came to the market for a short period of time, but she's gotten pretty big and can't really afford to send someone to a small market like ours. And she makes a lovely to live for dipping salt that you with bread and olive oil.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And speaking of that, I traveled to Texas in November and discovered that they have an olive oil industry in Texas.
Really?
Texas, between the hills, in hill country, between San Antonio and Austin, right where the floods were.
I see.
But the Texana company wasn't affected. Their groves were not affected.
Oh, okay.
But they grow olives.
First I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we tasted olive oil at one of the farmers markets, and we ended up wholesaling some of their olive oil. And from our way of thinking, it's as local as you can get. And it cuts down on the carbon footprint quite a bit from coming from Spain or Italy
or
the Mideast,
or
Greece
sure.
as well.
Okay.
And then someone told me they grow olives in Georgia as well. So maybe I'll go on vacation
check
in Georgia
that out to you next
bring,
time.
And get some of that. But anyways, we're tasting olive oil.
Yeah.
And we have two kinds, the virgin, 100% virgin, and then we also have an olive-infused olive oil. I mean, a garlic-infused, olive-infused. They're all olive-infused.
Right, exactly, yes, yeah.
A garlic-infused olive
wow.
oil. And they also make a wonderful balsamic vinegar.
Oh, no kidding.
That is that rich, creamy, syrupy, it's really fabulous. So come down and taste that. I have an order. I'm hoping it's in by Sunday.
Okay.
It's supposed to come in today.
Okay.
Let's hope,
All right.
And I'm trying to get some company from Lowell, who does hot sauces, to get some hot sauces in. And so come down and do some tasting and support the market. All proceeds go to support the market. There are expenses involved in running the market. Kevin and I volunteer. We always have volunteered.
Yes.
Many years we actually end up supporting it a little bit with our own money.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I don't mind doing that.
Yeah.
But the proceeds do go to the farmers market. We have expenses, you know, like insurance, a phone, licenses, advertisement, the technology cost. And
you have a website that you maintain.
So. So, you know, it costs several thousand dollars every year to keep a market going.
Okay.
And, you know, we don't want to raise the fees on the farmers too much.
Yes.
You know, so we decided not only to raise a little bit of money, but also to provide a better experience at the market and to support some of the local companies that Kevin and I really like.
Sure. You know, absolutely.
And we hope to add a few more as the season goes on.
I was going to ask, how does one become a vendor at Quincy Farmers Market?
Well, if you want to become a vendor, you know, you can just give me a call at 617-729-5032, or you can email me at, I'm going to give you my personal email, janet.little@comcast.net.
Oh, okay.
But if you go on the website,
yes,
there's also a link.
Yes.
And I think it's Quincy Farmers Market Info at gmail.com.
All right. Well, just go to quincyfarmersmarket.com and there's a contact page, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So. And I see you have a QR code now as well. So that just, that's
Oh, we had a QR code when they first came out.
Oh, you did?
Kevin made sure of that.
Cutting edge. Okay.
We were. Oh, and if he were here to tell you about the time he did the avatar
okay.
he had on the website.
All right. So just scan that. That takes you right there as well.
Yeah.
Okay. How many vendors do you have this year?
There's 10 full-time vendors.
10 full-time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. And we have a few nonprofits that are coming. And this week, actually, Historic New England will be there.
Oh, yes, yes,
so,
yes.
They run the Quincy House.
The Josiah Quincy House
on
Muirhead Street in Wallaston. Yes, it's a great, it's been redone, actually, since they took it over, and it's beautiful. Folks should check that out, Okay. And they own a number of properties in the greater Boston area.
Yes, they do.
And part of New England, too, I think, so.
Historic New England.
Yes, yeah, right. So it'd be interesting to talk to. So do you have kind of like featured guests every week? Is that what you try and do?
Not really.
No?
Just
okay.
We support nonprofits when they, you know, fit our mission,
yes,
so to speak. You
sure.
know, or things that are local, that are interesting, that we think people should be informed about.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Are farmers saying any kind of challenges they're facing this year, Janet, in terms of I don't know, weather or climate or pests or things of that nature?
No. You know, one year the rain was a huge problem, but we haven't had the torrential continuous rain, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
Both of the farmers, the bigger farmers that we have greenhouses.
Oh, okay.
And not that they grow everything in their greenhouse, but they can start things in the greenhouse and get them out there. So they have irrigation, and sometimes the smaller farmers don't have irrigation, and
that's
if
right.
there's no rain, there's no food.
Exactly. So. Yeah. So again, it's Sundays, 12:30 to 4 at St. Chrysostom's, 531 Hancock Streets. Good neighborhood place to walk to, or it's right on the public transportation as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's directions on how to get there on the website as well. Yeah.
Great.
And if you do come down, please stop by and say hello and taste something.
Absolutely. You
know, and talk food with me.
Yes. Great to see you, Janet. Thank you so much.
Nice
I hope you have a great rest of the season.
Thank you.
You're welcome.